It's good to have each one today at the house of the Lord, and we're so thankful for you that have come out to be with us. And we're thankful that we can stand and proclaim God's word today in these times that we're living in today. And I've always wanted to do this, by the way. I've been preaching for 40 years, and I drove a truck myself for 25 years, and I know this is streaming out to some truck drivers today, but we're thankful that we can be here with you, and we're going to call this Moss Memorial's Truck Driving Special. Today, as we realize, you know, how wonderful it is to live in the exciting times that we're living in today. And I know many of you would talk about how, well, you know, this is wrong and that is wrong. I'm telling you, God's still on the throne, amen. And everything is perfect in God's will today. And I'm here to bring the good news that perhaps this could be the very year that the Lord himself should come back. Amen. I want you to realize today, beloved, that many of you that are doubtful out there and are wondering, well, you know, this has got to happen and that's got to happen and this has got to happen. Let me tell you the one thing that's got to happen before the Lord can bring wrath upon this world. He's got to come and take his church. I'm looking forward, my friend, and I tell you, if there's a topic I love to preach on, it's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not coming in wrath, but coming to redeem those who have been saved by the grace of God today. And I want you to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh today. I want you to turn with us today, if you would, in God's word. And I'd like for us to look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'll tell you, I'm going to read part of it. And we'll interject part of it. Some of it we'll read over and over again. But what wonderful thought it is today that this could perhaps be that very year that the Lord himself should return to you and us today. I tell you, hey, listen, if you're not in the fold today, you need to get in the fold today. Don't you be left behind, because the Lord is getting ready to come back. The Bible's going to read such as this, if you have a copy of God's word, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we're going to start reading about verse 13. But I would not have for you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, and ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the God himself, for the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which were alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I want you to turn to your neighbor today and say, wherefore comfort one another with these words today. Pat them on the shoulder there. Hey, listen, let's go with the Lord. Father, we thank you for your blessed word today. We thank you for the message. And Father, we pray that it would prick the hearts of the lost today, that it would soothe the hearts of the saved today. Father, that we might walk out those doors knowing that my redemption draweth nigh today. Let us put aside our worry and our troubles, Father, for you will take them away, Father, when we're taken away. And Father, for those that might be left behind, let it be a warning that the church is getting ready to leave. And Father, we thank you so much. We're going to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for what you're about to do. For these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to realize today, for the hope of the coming has a threefold accord. You know, we had a divine announcement back here during Christmas when Jesus came, and he said that I came and born of a virgin over there. And even the angel said over there with an evangelistic acclamation over there, be not afraid. And I'm here to tell you today that the apostles, as we've been studying on Wednesday night, they confirmed all of this. And the fact that Jesus Christ will return. Hey, listen, my hope today is not in Washington, D.C. Hey, listen, my hope today is not in the Republican Party. It's not in the Democrat Party. It's not in anything this world has ever fashioned over there. But my hope is the fact that Jesus Christ will return and receive me into his own. Hey, listen, did you realize today that the presence of the church is the only thing that keeps things going on in America today? That the presence of the church is the only thing that has... I preached last week, I believe I preached a message about God's hands, did I not, last week? Hey, listen, you know that it's because of that the church is sitting in the hand of God. That's why America is blessed today. When the church leaves... When the church is gone, God will remove his hand from America. God will take away his mercy. God will remove that. Why is that? Because the Spirit will return to the one that gave it. Hey, listen, when we know what we know is the overwhelming time of grace, the universal time that we live in, the dispensation of grace is in the church. And when the church is taken away, the devil will be turned loose. The restraints will be taken away. And that's why that we'll have 7 years of tribulation. That's why that it says that one-third of the world's population will be destroyed. That's why that it says that one-fourth of the environment will burn in a single day over there. It's the fact that the church was taken away. John chapter 3, verse 3 had this to say. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That where he is, I may be also. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, that the Lord is coming back. And the most wonderful thing about him coming back is that his coming again is the hope of the church today. Beloved, if you don't believe the Lord's coming back to redeem the church, you wasted your time being here today. Hey, if you don't believe that the Lord is coming back to redeem the church and to take the church out of this world that we know it in today over there, then you might as well have stayed at home. The hope is today is that the Lord is coming back. John 14:3 says this. John 14:3 said, and he said over there, he said, and we only hear this at funerals, by the way. Matter of fact, John 14, verses 1 and 2 are the most quoted thing other than the 23rd Psalm that is spoken in funerals today. Y'all have often heard this. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go and prepare a place for you. But pay attention to verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, said, I'll come again. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be. Not only did John speak about a purifying hope, but he spoke of a comforting hope. John also wrote over there in 1 John, little John, think it's John chapter 1, verses 3 and 3. He says this, and every man that haveth this hope in him purifying himself, even as he is pure. Now I want to sink in just a little bit right there this morning. What hope is he talking about? The hope that we have in Christ, the hope that we have in his return. It's a purifying hope. And every man that haveth this hope in him, purifying himself, even as he is pure. You know, in these last days that we live in, and knowing that the Lord is getting ready to come back, and we know that Jesus Christ being the catalyst of this return over there, that it should make us a better people. Why is that? It ought to be a purifying hope. We ought to be getting ready. We ought to be like those 10 virgins who had their oil and their lamps trimmed and burning, waiting for the bridegroom to come. But I'm afraid today that there's many over there that have put it off and put it off and put it off and procrastinated, spiritually procrastinated, that they're like the foolish ones. And when the Lord came and it was time for them to go over there, they said, let us have some oil. They said, you can't have none of my oil. So it's too hard to come by. And said they went out to buy oil. And when they came back, the Lord had already come. And when they came back, the Lord had already visited. But it was too late. Oh, let the purifying hope of the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again make you a better person for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be more like him as that day draweth nearer. Not only was it a purifying hope, and not only was it a comforting hope, it was a delivering hope. If you will, bear with me just for a moment. How many of you folks ever have them moments? Am I the only one that clutch slips once in a while? Sometimes you can even smell it burning, you know. But look with me, if you will, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. The Bible reads in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13 says this. It said, wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I want to read that one more time. We're talking about delivering hope here. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad today that there's coming a time that you'll be delivered? Now, I'm going to tell you, this getting old ain't no cakewalk. If I can't get an amen out of there, you ain't old enough to realize it yet. Amen. Amen. This getting old ain't no cakewalk. You know, they give you this and they give you that and this works and that don't. But I'm going to tell you, every one of us are terminal. Amen. As sure as I'm standing here today, and outside of the tearing of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ may come back in our lifetimes, we're going to die. We're going to die. And the fact that there's a delivering day comers, aren't you glad today that it really don't make no difference whether we go by the clouds or the clods? for a child of God? Do you know to be absent from the body is to be ever present with the Lord? Do you know it happens that instantaneous? Did you know over there that your last breath here will be your first breath there? Let me change that just for a moment. Your last breath here will be your first breath somewhere. You know, even the lost has an eternity. Even the lost over there are bound over there into eternity, but their deliverance is into a place called hell. Their deliverance is to a place of torment. Their deliverance over there is in that place over there where there'll be no escape. I'm glad to tell you by the authority of God today, if you've been saved by the grace of God and you've given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a delivering hope on the horizon, getting ready to come back and redeem us. Let's talk about the rapture of the saints. I like to talk about them for hour one. Scripture leaves no doubt that all the saints will be caught up in heaven when the Lord comes. I hope nobody has a doubt about that. That when the Lord comes back, we'll be called up to be with Him. And we should have seen the Lord's own promise announce it. What did He say? He said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad to tell you today that not only does His promise announce it, but God's program announces it. What did it say over there in our scriptures? I want you to look just for a moment. Going back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 14. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14. It said, for if, you know that's a big word sometimes, that if is, ain't it? That's a heavenly conjuncture, by the way. It's like the word but. But if, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Now I'm here to tell you by the authority of the Word of God, just for a moment. Just so there won't be any confusion about here, all that we have in this cemetery down here is a bunch of monuments. Are you with me? A bunch of old houses that folks used to live in. Well, what happened to them? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Well, what's going to happen to when the Lord returns on the rapture day? He will bring them with Him. Let not your heart be troubled. But I wouldn't have you to be ignorant. For we find over there concerning them which sleep. I'm glad to know that the program demands that God bring them back. Now you're talking about a glad reunion day, William. You're talking about a time. You're talking about a time that this world has never seen. You wait until all the sainted dead in Christ shall rise, and the dead shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up to be with them in the air. What a time. What a time. Not only does Father's program demanded, the Spirit that dwells inside me assures me of it. Amen. Hey, I don't have no doubt. I don't have any doubt whatsoever that the Lord is coming back. I have no doubt whatsoever because in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 says this. But if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. There's a resurrecting Spirit that dwelleth in you. How many of you folks knew that today? I knew there was something down there. He lives, and I know he lives because he lives within my heart. I'm glad today that there's an identifying factor. There's a resurrected spirit that Jesus Christ will come back. And he'll bring that resurrected spirit back, and it will ascend from heaven, and it will join here on earth. And out of that grave, there'll be a glorified body. Out of that grave, there'll be a body like unto him. Out of that body, we'll ascend into heaven. And we which remain shall be caught up to be with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can you imagine folks ascending? Can you imagine the change that takes place? All the earthly duds are fall down to earth. They can have a flea market and we get done. Amen. They can have yard sales and we get done. Why is that? Because we'll be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. What a time. Beloved, I'm here to tell you today that that time's getting ready to take place. You say, why are you so sure? I say, I can turn on the news every day and realize that we're just one step away from being taken out. Why is that? Because God's people is what's holding this thing together. The old sacred prayer, the cars in the parking lot over there, and you know there's something about that goes along with grace that we all, do you know that mercy and grace are continuous with each other? And the mercy of God says, I'm going to save the church. And I'll tell you, the old devil's knees will buckle. The world itself will buckle because even the world knows that the absence of the church and the absence of God, this thing will not stand. It cannot stand. What about the renewing of the departed? You know, in the Old Testament, the old patriarchs died. We read that they used this 28 times in the Old Testament. It said, and when they departed, they gathered unto their people. What they said in the Old Testament, they gathered unto their people. In Samuel chapter 12, in verse 23, it says, and I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. I shall go to him, and he shall not return to me. See, I'm here to tell you today that in the Old Testament, these old sainted gods, they were put into a place called paradise. They were put into a place over there. Why is that? Because the bridge had not been built. Jesus Christ had not come. Jesus Christ had not came and made a way where that sinful man could enter into the place called heaven. And that's what it's talking about over there as they gathered together in such a place. But I'm here to tell you that when Jesus Christ arose on the third day over there, that the gates were opened, the bridges were built over there, and they were loosed out of paradise, and now they sit around the throne of God today. I'm glad I live in the time of the dispensation of grace. To actually be absent from the body will be present with the Lord. There's no waiting room for heaven for us. In between. I'm glad today that we can tell you that on the authority of God. Oh, but perhaps this could be the year that the church could be taken away. Perhaps this could be the year that the rapture could take place. Perhaps this could be the very year that the Lord should ascend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up to be with him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We need to be about God's business. Amen. We're running out of time. We're running out of an opportunity to tell the good news that Jesus still saves. You can try to save America if you want to, but I'm telling you, she's going to fall. You can try to, hey, listen, if we got some environmentalists out here, we've got some folks out here who want to try to save the earth, I've got bad news for you today. What is that bad news? The Bible says this place will burn with a fervent heat. The Bible says that even the very elements will be burned up. You can't save this world. But I got good news for you. You come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pre-pardon of sin. You get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You catch the train when she pulls out on the day of rapture over there. And I'll tell you what, he's going to build us a brand new one. Says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. I'm looking forward to that. Regardless of what happens in Washington, D.C., it's a temporary fix. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound. Ain't gonna do much good. This thing is doomed. This thing is without hope. But my Redeemer draweth nigh. Look at the unique position you're in, church, to go out and share this with family and friends, that they can be a part on Rapture Day, that they can be a part of, the redeemed. For God's for the Lord's people, his coming will mean the end of all sorrow. Conflict, temptation. The church militant will be the church at rest. It'll be the end of the road for all the weary pilgrims. Beloved, I want you to realize today, somebody asked me the other day at church, and y'all go ahead and be getting the song up. We got talking about the rapture. I got all excited. I almost got to preaching around there. I might have preached a little bit around there. But I told somebody over there, I said, yeah, there's one thing about heaven. There won't be no preachers there. They looked at me, and I think they kind of agreed with me. No, the gospel will be over when we get there. The redeemed will be there. And what I should have said, there won't be no preaching in heaven. I should have not said. I meant to say there won't be no preaching, but I said there won't be no preachers. Well, I tell you, we need to treat the times for whatever. You know, in our Sunday school lesson, it said, for we ought to be redeeming the time, for the day is evil. We ought to be redeeming the time, for the days are evil. How many of y'all know that you know that you know that you know that you know? How many of y'all know someone who ain't on board? You know someone today that if the Lord should come today, And let me tell you something about this, folks. I believe with all my heart in my reading, my studying, prayerfully considering. That self-same spirit that came down on the day of Pentecost, that was given to the church, that free and open spirit that convicts the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, the dispensation of grace will go with the church. Bible says over there that it revert back to almost as it was in the Old Testament, where that it will be by a form of works that we're saved on the promise of. I'm glad today our promises already came and getting ready to go. And my promise is in His return today. Is your promise in His return today? Hey, we treat this place like we're supposed to remain here. Hey, we're pilgrims passing through. We're just here for a short time. You might need to come and pray for someone today. There's someone out there that needs to come and give their heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us need to come up here today and say, I want to do more, because I just realized today there ain't a lot of time left. There ain't a lot of time left, and I want to be about your business in these last days. For the Bible says in the last day, it said they'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. Hey, there's not much power in the church no more. There's not a lot of power in God's people no more. There's not a lot of power in the message sometimes no more. I tell you, we need to get plugged into heaven that we might get our batteries charged. We're running out of time. And then it said in the last days, it said that they'll have a form of godliness, and they'll deny the power thereof. And it said in the last days that it'll wax worse and worse. How many of you folks ever had wax build up on your floors? You know, you can spill stuff and you can clean it and you can wax it and you can clean it and you can wax it and you can clean it and you can wax it, and after a while it gets old yeller looking, it gets crusty looking, and after a while you get so much build up on it you can't even remember the stain that's underneath it. That's exactly what it's talking about. That we get any more, we don't even see sin for sin in America no more. Amen. Hey, when we live in a country, I said I wasn't going to jump on this soapbox, but I am today. When we live in a country that they want to even think about, that we're going to let a baby be born and we're going to let it set over there, and then we're going to let the mama and the doctor decide whether or not we're going to murder it. And we don't call that murder. We don't call that for what it is. See, it's waxed worse and worse. You got that wax buildup, and you can't even see the sin underneath it. I tell you, that there's so much of that today. There's so much of that just waxed worse and worse. We just polish over top of it. We never clean the stain. We just polish over top of it. Some of you folks need to come have your wax stripped off. Amen. Well, we can see the sin that's underneath, that we can do something about it. Y'all come on, if God's spoken to your heart. I'm done.
Page 113.
Y'all come on. Trim your wigs. Some of you need to get ready, for the Lord is getting ready to come back. Y'all come on. Come on. Y'all come on. God speaking to folks. Y'all come on. Come on. Come on.
Oh.
How many of y'all are wasting time?